Mark 15, the trial before Pilate. And immediately in the morning, the chief priests with the elders and scribes and the whole council made their decision and bound Jesus and took him away and delivered him up to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answering said to him, "So you say." And the chief priests accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him, "Have you no answer to make? See how many accusations they make against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate marvelled. Now at the feast he was accustomed to releasing one prisoner to them, whomever they requested. And among the rebels in prison, who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man named Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And Pilate answered them, saying, "Will you have me released to you, the king of the Jews?" For he knew that because of envy the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd that instead he should release Barabbas to them. And Pilate again answered and said to them, "What then shall I do to him whom you call the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they cried out exceedingly, "Crucify him!" And Pilate, wishing to calm the crowd, released to them Barabbas, and delivered Jesus, when he had scourged him, to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium. And they called together the whole battalion, and they clothed him in a purple cloak, and twisted together a crown of thorns, and put it on him. And they began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they hit his head with a rod, and spat on him, and kneeled down in homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple cloak and dressed him in his own garments, and they led him out to crucify him. The crucifixion. And they compelled a passerby to carry his cross, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the countryside, the father of Alexander and Rufus. And they brought him to the place named Golgotha, which means place of the skull. And they offered him wine mingled with myrrh, but he did not accept it. And they crucified him and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to determine what every man should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him. And the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right hand and one on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, "And he was numbered with the transgressors." And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "Ha! You that would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." In like manner also the chief priests mocked him among themselves, and the scribes, saying, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, now come down from the cross, so that we may see and believe." And they that were crucified with him ridiculed him. And when the sixth hour had come, darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of them that stood by when they heard it said, "Look, he calls for Elijah." And one ran and, filling a sponge full of vinegar, put it on a rod and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Leave him be. Let us see if Elijah will come and take him down." And Jesus cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last. And the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw how he breathed his last breath, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." The burial of Jesus. And there were also women watching from afar, among whom were both Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James the Less, and Joseph and Salome, who, when he was in Galilee, had also followed him and ministered to him, and many other women that also had come up with him to Jerusalem. And when evening had come, because it was the preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a counsellor of honourable rank, who also was looking for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And Pilate wondered if he were already dead, and called the centurion. He asked him whether he was already dead. And when it was confirmed by the centurion, he granted the corpse to Joseph. And Joseph bought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud, and laid him in a tomb that had been cut out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. And Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph observed where he lay.